The Ritva, the real Ritva, Nivamas of the Ema, Rambam and Parak Zayin and Parak Ches, both when he talks about Zareya. The Ramach's comments on Rambam. Rashi de Ramas of Ofa and Mishnah. Rashi de Krisos Yud Zayin of Aleph. Ella, the Ramas of Ella. The Rambam and Parak Ches Alach Abeis. That's included in Parak Ches Rambams. You need Hashrosha and Klita in order to, as a condition to Zareya. That's a big issue on the acronym. Look at the Rashash here on Ayin Gimel and Beis, a very famous piece. The Milchas Chinuch talks about it both here in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, in the context of Zareya, but also a very important piece in Yonah Yontif, Reish Tzariches, where he talks about the relationship between Kilayim and Shabbos. He talks about there more extensively, the relationship to Bishol. Also the Egle Tal, Zareya Os Ches. I think that's his piece about Magius. Also look at the Rambam Bichus Kilayim, the comparison, how he treats Zareya and Kilayim and in Shvias. Kilayim, Perak Aleph, Halach HaBeis. And Bichus Shemitah also right in the beginning there, Perak Aleph. I think it's Halach HaBeis or Gimel. And recall Tosas and Sanhedrin, Chavzayin and Aleph, and the discussion in the Marsha and the Marshal that we had. Also Rashi, Psachim, Mem Zayin and HaBeis. Dirumasva Ushvias. And the Gemara Zvachim Sadi Dalar Mades, Zareya B'mayim. And there's an interesting Tshuva of the Rambam, the end of the Tshuva of the Rambam. It's in the Blau Rambam, the three volume one with the Arabic on the side. It's also the other one, I just happen to have the number for the Blau. It's Taf Samech Dalin, at the end of the Tshuva. On Utzit She'eno Nakuv, look at the Rambam Per Kesalach Dalin. And the Hagos Memunio, Salatar, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah also, Tesum Beis, and Tosas Shalom. If you want to look at the Milchas Chinuch and Zareya generally, it's always good, and once you do Malachos, it's just a, it's always fascinating and good to look at the Milchas Chinuch and each Malacha. So that I sometimes give you specific points here that you really should look at, but as a general suggestion, it's good to go to the Milchas Chinuch and A, summarize a lot, B, raises issues which are always interesting and important. On Choresh, that's next to our Ayin Gimel on the Beis. Rashi and Tosfos and so on, Al Atar, Ben Chananel. Also the Mishnah on Kuv Gimel on the Aleph. Pirshon Mishnah is there, and Rashi there. The Ramban on Kuv Yud Aleph, the piece that we already saw about Tigresha. So he has a couple of comments on Kotzer and Choresh. So they're worth looking at again. On the Shiurim of Choresh, pay attention to that as well. The Arzarua also in Simen Nun Hay, and Rashi increases that I mentioned already. The Gemara Mar Kata, the same Gemara, based on the base. Rashi tells us of Sakim Mem Zayin on base. Charisha La'achar Zriya, look at the Ritva here, an Ayin Gimel on the base. And the Milchas Chinuch's comments on that in the piece on Zareya speaks about that. What about Charisha La'achar Zriya? And Rashi de Bermaskal, Hoysa Gabshushis, and Ran on that issue. And Ofer Tichoach, also look at Tosis on Lamed Tesum and Aleph de Bermaskal Mipnei. Okay, that'll be for beginnings at least of Zareya and Choresh. We'll see if we can go quickly. We'll try to go quickly as we can, so we can get as many halachos. Then we'll start doing the other ones. We'll take a little time on Borer in particular. But we'll try to go according to the Seder as we have. First, we have to finish off the topic of Avos and Toldos and the fact of the Mishkan, which we began. So far, we've analyzed some of the models. Maybe I get back to that in terms of Ikar and Tafel, and whether Tafel is more under the rubric of the Av or creates a certain independence as a result of the Av, and so on. And then I think we were discussing the factor of the Mishkan and the Gemara Mem Tes of a base. So what we saw last time is that there are different views how to read the Gemara. Since we have machlokas in the Gemara about the makar of the Lamed Tes Avos Halacha, there's a problem that all Rishonim have to contend with, and that is that it would seem that both of these elements are necessary. The number is necessary for the number. The Mishkan seems to be necessary for the frame of reference. Where do you get the candidates from? So the... how you navigate that difficulty is a problem. And that problem is is dealt with in different ways. So one view in the Rishonim is, in our Hanamis are two completely different, radically different views. Maybe you can go far, so far as to say that the Malacha who says Malacha, 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 and so on, doesn't really have 30 Ma'arim. Doesn't really have the Mishkan at all. And Manomer says Mishkan maybe doesn't really have 39. What about Rabbi Yehuda and Shovin and Medakdek and all of that? That's one perspective. The other perspective is that there are other sources for those halachos. The Baal HaTosfos themselves seem to be of the opinion that there really isn't a machlokas, although they really have difficulty figuring out what the Gemara is talking about, since the Gemara seems to be tola on that machlokas, implying that it is one. If you take the view that the Ovos and Toldos do not come from Mishkan, according to the Baal Namar, Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, so what differentiates them? So that's what the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh suggest, what Tosfos rejected, and that is that it's based on Chashivos. Chashiv is not, Tolda is less Chashiv. Then, of course, the possibility that there might be discrepancies between Ovos and Toldos, and certainly that that might be a basis, again, for the Ptur of Tolda and Mokamav, that's something that becomes more likely. Baal HaTosfos themselves didn't like it very much. Then we saw the Shitas Ramban, which was that really everybody requires the Mishkan. The real question is, what role does the Mishkan play? And then Ramban has different formulations, but the general view is that the argument is whether or not the Mishkan is the Mechayiv, or the Mishkan is simply a shiur in Chashivos. Even if every one of the Malachos comes from the Mishkan, it's because of Chashivos reflected there, not created there. It's certainly not the fact of the Mishkan in its own right. Whether or not that's also only the distinction between Av and Tolda, or other things, that seems to be different views in the Ramban. But either way, the Ramban was able to read the Gemara and to be medayik in the language of the Gemara number one, because what the Gemara was saying was the reason that these are malachos is because they were in the Mishkan. Heim zaru, therefore atem al tizru. Heim helu, atem lo talus. So according to the Ramban, the diuk is that according to one view in the Gemara only, is that a proper formulation. According to the other view, it's indicative, it's indicated that way, but it's not created from there. So it's not because they did it, it's as reflected by. That would not be a proper lashon in the Gemara. I wanted to suggest another element, light of the Ramban, and that is that the final point of the Gemara, Hoshata, is particularly important to this. In other words, Hoshata appears to be a rule breaker. We'll get to this in a minute. And if the point is that the Mishkan is Mechayiv, then rule breaking is allowed. If the Mishkan is just a mechanism, it's a two-stage process, you have basically the concept of Malachas is over Chashu, and now you have to figure out, you know, what's more or less Chashu, where do you look to for Chashivos? If that's the case, then the details of the Mishkan as rule breakers are less acceptable, one would think. Again, if they reflect what was not obvious, but in second glance turns out to be an important distinction, that doesn't mean it's a rule breaker. It just means it's a critical reference point, which can reveal all sorts of different perspectives that may be normative. But if we continue to view certain things that took place in the Mishkan as rule breaking and yet mechayiv, that only works well if the Mishkan itself is mechayiv. So it's possible that maybe the Ramban had something like that in mind as well. And then there was the Urayan Shita, which was that even the derivation from Mishkan may be more along the lines of the Saru HaKasiv L'Chachamim. Not in the Drabanan sense, but in the fill-in-the-blank sense. And that would imply that, you know, you never say the Mishkan is a Mechayim. Okay. Again, it's just hard to know how to read the Urayan. In connection with this, we should just also recall the mitzvah Esan that we spoke of earlier in the year, because it was a connection with this Gemara, and it's an interesting ha'ara, but one which one could argue with. If you recall, the Rambam's psak in Shkagos, Perikid Aleph, Halacha Beis, was that when it comes to Hotzah, if a person, the Bezna Gadol makes an improper psak on hotzah, then that triggers a parho davar shel tzibor. That does not stimulate a parho davar shel tzibor. On the other hand, if Bez Magadol makes a mistake about any of the other malachos, let's say Koresh, so that's a safek in the Gemara, whether that's considered Akiras Akol or Akiras Miktas and Bitol Miktas. Only if it's Akiras Miktas and Bitol Miktas will that trigger a Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. The problem is that the Rambam in Perek Yudal of Halacha Beis says that Hotzah is Akira Gemura, which doesn't trigger a Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. Only, let's say, Haknasa, composed Hotzah, or Hoshata, or Zrika. But when it comes to the other malachos, they're always considered Akiras Miktas and Bitol Miktas, and they will always trigger a Parham Davar Shel Tzibur. Okay. That's Rambam's talk. The question is, where did the Rambam get it from? Where did the Rambam get it from? That's the question. So the Nosa Kalim all struggle with this question, and what about Safek Lekula? Although it's hard to know what is and what is not a Kula in these matters. So the Mitzvah Eson just has a very fascinating suggestion, which I mentioned at the time. And that is, he says that the Rambam understood it based on our Gemara. The Rambam understood that the question whether or not Bitol, one of the Avos Malacha, is considered Bitol Miktas V'Kiyum Miktas, or Bitol Hakol, that Gufa depends on our Sugya here. If you take the view that Malacha, Malacha, Malachto, so he argues that each malacha is separate and independent. And therefore, if you deny any single one, that's considered akiras hakol. However, if you take the view that the Mishkan is the basis for all the malachos, so because they share that common source, therefore they're all linked together. And therefore, to be mevatel one is only to be mevatel miktas. That's what he says here. Even the neged, kol malacha malacha k'siv, cross shapir, efsir b'goy, kol malacha b'fei'atzim u'chashim, ha'matira k'okar kol guf. Sorry, okar malacha, d'kasav rachmana, k'neged osa malacha. Avlamandam, so, b'me'atomim. Sham, v'yalef avos malachas rabbayim chasrachas, v'samach shabbos, v'malachas ha'mishkan, v'sham, v'lididei, leikele mivari klal, d'vade okar malacha achas lo hava k'okar kol guf, v'nehei tesi, exceptionally clever and interesting. Question is whether it's convincing. So basically, his argument touches on two points. Number one, the issue that we began the year with is each malacha independent. When we say l'sasa kol malacha, do we mean l'sasa zareya and l'sasa koresh and l'sasa kotzer and l'sasa amer, or do we mean l'sasa kol malacha, or do we mean both, or do we mean a little bit of both? Right. That's the issue that we were exploring. So his argument is basically it depends whether you learn from malacha, malacha, malachto, then you could say l'sasa zareya, l'sasa koresh, l'sasa kotzer, and so on. Or you learn from the Mishkan. And if you learn from the Mishkan, then it's all one unit. And if it's all one unit, then bitol, any one of the pieces, is just that, bitol miktas, not bitol hakol, and that's the Rambam Shita. Just to point out, however, that there's another side to the coin here. One could say exactly the opposite. Akiva?
The fact that, according to Ma'amar Mishkan, that the malachos are inextricably linked, so removing one of them is ki'ilu, you're removing all 39.
Well, that's like a mechilta-like approach, you're saying. I mean, they're all... You change all of them by changing one of them. it's the package. That would work well according to the Havamin of the Mechilta, which said that you have to violate all 39. I'm not sure whether anybody in Lamaskana thinks that all 39 are integrated units, all or nothing. That's an interesting point. I meant something, I think, a little more basic, and that is, what we're trying to suggest is that the question of Malacha, Malacha, Malachto versus Mishkan, at least according to the Ramban's reading, as I understand it, is a question of the role of the Mishkan itself. And is the Mishkan Mechayev, or is the Mishkan reflect? And from that point of view, the question is whether or not each action is independent or has its own stature. The point is that you might say is that the more you look to the Mishkan, not merely as a, you know, a kind of a framework for choosing the 39 most chashuv malachos, you say, oh, the 39 most chashuv malachos, maybe they share something in common, maybe certain broad characteristics, either characteristics in a substantive way or characteristics in a stature way, you know, and that would be fine. But if you focus on the Mishkan as the Mishkan, so what we're saying is, oh, the fact that they did it this way is important. Meaning you're building up the tzura as opposed to just the tachlis, then you're building up each individual action as it was done, not just the common denominator that it shares with everything else. So then you might say exactly the opposite. Malacha, malacha, malachto is about a certain, you know, draw the line at however the number is, but it's basically about certain characteristics. And maybe those characteristics are common. But in the Mishkan, it's the fact that it was done this way. It's the actual, you know, instance. It's the actual incident of the Mishkan. And that actually creates greater independence. It may create greater independence of the Av from the Tolda. The same impulse to create independence from the Av to the Tolda creates independence from one Av to the other. And let's say the fact of being done in the Mishkan is a generic concept, or it's a generic stature. Maybe. Maybe that's a thing that's based on as a mind. But the point is that Misvara, if you want to build up the Tzura and the uniqueness of each Tzura, and you think that the Mishkan does that even more, then you would have exactly the opposite conclusion of that of the Mitzvah. Okay. This question of the role of the Mishkan, of course, is very much connected to the Girsa issue, too. And which Girsa issue, Ephraim? Yeah, there are two girsos, or maybe three girsos. Go ahead, read the Tosas and two Tosas, Tosas Baba Kama and Tosas in let's start with Baba Kama first, less clear, and then Tosas on Sadivav. Baba Kama. Okay, so read the Shabbos. Right, the Gemara itself says, go ahead.
So the Gemara says,
Am I Karli Av, Am I Karli Tolda? According to Belazar, this is Belazar.
The answer is Nachamina, the Iavi Shtei Avos Bahadei Adadi, Inami Shtei Toldos Bahadei Adadi, Michayev Tarki. The Iavi Avi Tolda Bidei, Lo Michayev Elechado.
So that we'll still get back to. We discussed it partially, but there's still more to speak about. Go ahead. The last one doesn't appear in Bava Kama, it only appears here. According to some of the Rishonim, at least, including Tosafot. Okay. So let's skip that for the moment. But in any case, but the one that we're interested in is that difference between Av and Atolda is Hachtahava b'mishkan chashiva kariyav, Hachtahava b'mishkan chashiva lo kariyav. That's the girsa that we have here. What does it mean according to its reading of the Gemara?
It's something that has the combination of both having been in the Mishkan and possessing intrinsic importance, that's the Shin Av.
Is that what it means? Both? Have to have a mishkan chashiva means have to have a mishkan v'chashivu.
Well, it has to have been chashiv in mishkan. Ah, chashivus in the mishkan.
So chashivus in the mishkan and chashivus and the mishkan could be two different things, right? One is refers to its objective chashivus, and the other refers to the role that it played in the mishkan. That's why, those could be two different things. Something could be of peripheral or secondary importance in the mishkan, but can still be chashuv.
Tosfos doesn't make that distinction.
Not up to Tosfos yet, but in the Gemara itself, the words chashiva b'mishkan could mean chashuv in the Mishkan, or it could mean chashiva, right, and in the Mishkan. Okay. If you look at Talmud Tosfos,
Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev, told him the Makom
Av. Yeah, you skip the first half, the second part. Istigarsi,
you have to have us the Mishkan Chashiva Karila Av, the half to have us the Mishkan Chashiva Karila Toldo. Ulifiza, Yesh Malacho is the half of the Mishkan, Kigo, Menache, Shemash Kizroyim, the Lo Chashivi, the Lo Havu Avos.
Okay. So again, it's hard to know what Tosis means here by the Lo Chashiv. Sounds like objectively Chashiv. Okay. Now that already is clear. I wouldn't have said b'chein if I was told, so I would have started the other way. If it says the have b'mishkan v'chashiva, it sounds like there are two conditions. It has to be in the Mishkan and it has to be chashuv. That it has to be chashuv in the Mishkan, right, is not necessarily true. Whether it's the first girsa could be that it has to be chashuv in the Mishkan. Now, Tosfos here assumes that both of these girsos are the same, correct? There's no difference between them. One could argue, if there's no difference between them and you require chashivos plus mishkan, so is there any difference between them? Conceptually even? Maybe not. Or, maybe there's still something to say. Yeah, Asher, go ahead.
Maybe one's chashivos have to mean by whether it's in the Mishkan, or in the Mishkan, or
no, that's what he said before. When I read the Gemara, I said he interpreted like Chashuv plus Mishkan, which is the way Tosfos in the first year seems to interpret. I said I don't think it has to be read that way in the Gemara, although Tosfos reads it that way. One could say, well, we're talking about the role that it plays, the Chashuv role that it plays in the Mishkan. That's what you're saying now. I think that that's possible in the Gemara. Absolutely. And if we're talking about chashivus in the Mishkan, as opposed to being chashuv and being in the Mishkan, so even the chashivus is a shir in the Mishkan. It's not a din in its own right. Now we're still interested in the question whether the Mishkan's role is the dominant one, right? Or there are several factors, or maybe it's even a minor role. Right? So if it's chashiva b'mishkan as opposed to chashiva generally, so then certainly. What we're saying is that even the chashivos is its role in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the... That's where all the action is. But in Tosfos doesn't interpret that way. Tosfos interprets both girsos as requiring chashivos and Mishkan. Does that still mean that they're interchangeable, is what I'm asking. They are interchangeable in the factors of chashivos and Mishkan. But is there perhaps a conceptual difference whether you say chashiva uba Mishkan or you say chashiva b'mishkan, even if you mean chashiva... Chashivos and Mishkan. Is it just linguistic difference? Or is it still a difference? What? What do you want to say? You want to ask something else?
I had a question about the Gemara before, the way you read the Gemara.
Yeah?
Even if you say Chashivos and Mishkan, does that still change our understanding of the Mishkan's role as opposed to just saying we're taking anything from the Mishkan?
Well, you're not taking anything from the Mishkan, but I don't think it's so... if you're taking only the Dvarim Chashuvim Sheba Mishkan, but you're defining Chashivos by the role that it played in the Mishkan, I think you're still giving great prominence to the Mishkan. Whereas if you say the Mishkan and Chashivi, and you say they're two different factors, then you're talking about two different factors. The Mishkan's still playing a role. You can't have a Malacha which wasn't in the Mishkan, but its Chashivos isn't defined necessarily by its role in the Mishkan. It can be objective. What I'd like to suggest is as follows. Even if you say the two girsos are the same technically, namely you require objective chashivos and the Mishkan, I still think that there are two ways to explain that along these lines. It's a way of rehabilitating the same idea. Namely, it could be that you need objective chashivos and you need to be in the Mishkan. But the question is whether that objective chashivos is a qualification of the Mishkan or it's a separate factor. The question still is, everything is about the Mishkan. Right, but as we've said a few times, and we have to keep repeating it, everybody will agree that many things took place in the Mishkan. Right, not only 39, 10,000. And if you were to start, fine tuning everything in terms of tsuros and so on, you know, what is incidental and what is peripheral and what is extraneous and what is part of the real process. It's hard to know. So what, even if you have the two gersos of Tosas and they mean the same thing, you need a davar chashuv, you need that to be in the Mishkan. So one could still say that these are two completely different factors. One is that it be in the Mishkan, and number two, it'd be a davar chashuv. It's being a davar chashuv, you know, is a factor separate from being in the Mishkan. Except that, of course, if you put the two together, so each one eliminates a group of other malachos. Or the point is that in the Mishkan, everything is about the Mishkan. But the question is in the Mishkan itself, just as there are incidental things and there are fundamental things, right, in terms of how everything was done, they're all the chashivus is also a shir in Dvarim Sheva Mishkan. But it isn't a separate factor. It could be needed something that is objectively chashuv for the pool of the Mishkan, but it's still only because it's in the Mishkan. So that even if you say that the conditions, the qualifications, are identical, the two girsos still have a slightly different meaning. Okay. That's still different than the other way to read the Gemara, which is that its chashivus isn't defined objectively, it's defined by the Mishkan. That's certainly a qualification within the Mishkan. Whereas what I'm saying is that if you require objective chashivus plus Mishkan, it could still be B'Torah's qualification of the Mishkan, or it could be there are two separate factors here, the Mishkan and chashivus. Okay, is that clear? Good. Tosas in Shabbos has a third girsa. Go ahead.
Avigar Sinon have to have us the Mishkan chashiva v'kari la'av, have to lo have us the Mishkan lo chashiva v'kari la'toda,
okay, so what does that mean?
That everything in the Mishkan was
is kosher. The third girsa that Tosas has is not that you need chashuv and the Mishkan, not that you need chashuv and the Mishkan, right? In the two senses that we just spoke about, anything in the Mishkan is kosher. And that's a very big statement. Now Tosas here doesn't take it to its full conclusion necessarily, because he's just focusing on avos and toldos. The truth is that this Gemara is about that. But basically, it does make it seem like the chashivus is, not its role in the Mishkan, but it's created by the Mishkan, chashivus. That's a very different perspective. Now, Tosas and Bava Kamma, so we basically have three gersos, just to sum up so far, three gersos in Tosas. Now, the first two overlap in the qualifications. They're the same. I'm suggesting that even though they overlap in the qualifications, still there's a difference in the emphasis of the role of chashivas, whether it's a separate factor or it's an internal qualification of Mishkan, but still everything is Mishkan. Certainly the third girsa of Tosas is the really central role of the Mishkan. So you have, I would say, the third view and the second view are maybe opposites, and the first view is substantively like the second view, but conceptually like the third view. Clear? Then there's a fourth possible way to read the Gemara, and that is that we're talking about the chashivos within the Mishkan, which would have a similar effect. That's a substantive difference than one and two of Tosas. Right? But again, conceptually, it would be very much like the third and the first. Yeah.
Would there be any malachos that would be excluded? Are there malachos that would be excluded?
It doesn't seem like this is it seems like this is all after the fact. We know what the malachos are. But I think the question of, this is an important sugya, mostly conceptually, just to figure out what role the Mishkan is playing. And whether or not all malachos are really chashuvos, or the fact that they're in the Mishkan, even if they're not objectively chashuv, would make something malacha too. We know what the malachas are.
Yeah, but like for instance, you said that between Shiva and the Chashiva, the former way,
right.
that there would be some malachas that would not be included under had both qualifications of Chashiva and in the Mishkan, because there would be some in the Mishkan that would be strained out because of the second qualification.
No, but so we're working with the pool. In fact, we already have the Mishnah of the Lama Tess Avos Malach.
Right, I see.
But whether or not we view them as having been Chashuv in the Mishkan, Do they have to be chashuv in the Mishkan, chashuv in general, or just be in the Mishkan?
So according to the other approach, the more nuanced approach in the Bechashiva. So
the way I was suggesting you might read the Gemara? Yeah.
Okay, so then what quality do they have? They're objectively...
They played an important, a prominent role in the Mishkan. But if something was in the Mishkan, but it didn't play a prominent role in the Mishkan, even if it's prominent outside, or if it played a prominent role in the Mishkan, as it happens, but is generally not prominent outside,
why should that be still objective? Is that subjective? Because there is a prominent role is in the Mishkan, it's subjective importance.
No. I didn't mention subjective-objective just now. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that there are several ways to read it's a funny Gemara. It's a Gemara that almost, begs to be interpreted in different way. Different ways. If you have the Girsa that we have. And there are also different Girsas. All I'm saying so far is, depending on how you read it, I don't think that there are no nafkaminas in actual malachos because we already have a list. Whereas if we were starting with the criterion and we didn't have a list, I think there very well could be nafkamina. But since there's also a question of the role that these things played in the Mishkan, and none of us, except maybe Asniel ben Knaz, was there to figure it out, so, I mean, who knows, right? I mean, and we could probably, what you think is important, I might think is trivial. So it's hard. It would be great if we were at the cutting edge and we were producing, let's say, take a Urayim approach, and they said, oh, the Saru Lachachachamim, here's what happens in Mishkan, here's the number, here's the hierarchy, let's take our list, let's figure out, right? If we were doing it that way, not backwards, but, prospectively, that would be unbelievable.
Right.
We would be shutfim with the Rabbanu Shalom in creating Shabbos, which... At some point, according to the Urayim, and even outside of the Urayim, the Chachamim were, in a way, even if you don't go as far as the Urayim. We're already, several millennia, down the road, so we're not in that part, but still exciting, because we're going back there, we're reconstructing. So in our reconstruction, we're just trying to figure out what was the criterion. So the Gemara has this phrase. It's, the Gemara says something. All I'm saying is the Gemara could be read in several ways. One is the chashivos of the Malacha in the Mishkan, that's one. That's the one that Tosa doesn't spell out.
Right.
Number two, it could be you need chashivos plus objective chashivos, not chashivos in the Mishkan process, but objective chashivos plus Mishkan. That could be understood, I think, in two ways, and maybe as the two different gersos of Tosas. If Tosas thinks that there's a difference. Conceptually, there might be a difference. In one case, I'm saying these are two different factors. You need Mishkan, you got to be chashiv. In another way, I'm saying it's a qualification of the Mishkan itself, within the Mishkan. And then there's the fourth way of Tosis, which is that all the Gemara really meant to say was it is Chashuv because it's in the Mishkan. Not its Chashivos objectively, not its Chashivos in the Mishkan either. It gets its Chashivos from the Mishkan. That works well with the view that it was created by the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the source, not just the reference, but the cause, the causal source.
Okay.
So that's what we have so far. In Tosis in Bava Kamma, again, you have to look at the other Rishonim also, a whole different Gersos, but these are sort of the models of basically what it is. Tosafot Bava Kamma only had two Gersos. The Tosafot just says that, he spells that out. You need both, so this excludes things that were in a chashuv, but we're in the Mishnah. Told us in the Malachos Malachos, Kedomim Betomnin, Hey Melu Krashim Mek, Karkala Gola, and Sain, and so on. Using the example of Hakanasa Vahoshata. The Yistigar Si Hakta Hava Vimishkan Vichashiva, Karli Hava, Hakala Mishkan Vlakshiva, Karli, Figur Sazu, So Chom Deboi Tarti, Hava Chashiva, Vlo Hava Vimishkan, Rayib Chav. Now this tells us a little strange. Unlike Tosas in Shabbos, Tosas in Shabbos has the two Girsos, and says that they're basically the same. He starts off with the girsa, the printed girsa, and he says it means both. And then he says that if you have the other girsa, it clearly means that. I was the one who was trying to make a fuss and say, well, there still might be a difference in emphasis in what these two girsas accomplish. Tosas in Bava Kamma starts off with the first girsa and says this is what it is, and then he makes it seem like the other girsa is different. Fi girsa zu, tzarachom, and boy tarti, of a kashiva, of love, and mishka, and ipkava told him, isn't that exactly what he just said in the previous words? So again, if he means there may not be enough gemina, but there's a difference in emphasis here, it's a little helpful. But either way, Tosafot Bava Kamma is strange. if you look at the Piskei Tosfos in Bava Kamma, what they got from this Tosfos, what is it here? So they have one radical thing here. Where's the Piskei Tosfos? Sometimes it's before, so it's before the Rosh. There you are. There you go. So he has like this. Malacha dehava b'mishkan v'lo chashivi lo mikriya v'yihava chashiva afogav v'lo hava b'mishkan mikriyav l'chad teirush v'chil girso rishona. I'm not sure where he gets that from. Our printed Tosfos, the Marsha, the Maram, there's a big discussion in the Mefarshim in the back about this Tosfos. What are the differences between the two? But Piskei Tosfos says something very radical. According to one of the Girsos, I have a chashiva, hafagav the lo have a benishkan, mikri ad. If you look at the Maram in Bava Kamma, I think he has both radical views. One second. It's toward the end of the. Yeah, here it is. Dear Maso, Haktav of Mishkan. East the Garsi, Haktav of Mishkan, Hashiva Kari Av, Haktav of Mishkan, Hashiva Kari Tolda. East Sarah Chloma. So the Maram also is reading like this Piskei Tosfos, that what Tosfos really had in mind, according to one view, is that if it's Chashuv, Shalom v'Mishkan, it's an Av. Right, so why do you bring in the Mishkan at all? To teach you, don't think another possibility, because a fifth possibility. Don't think that you can have an Av either through the Mishkan or through Chashivas. Mishkan b'li Chashivas is an Av, and Chashivas b'li Mishkan is an Av. That's not true. Only Chashivas counts. Ola shmina d'afilo hecha d'malacha zu eina chashuva b'zmaneinu im hoisa chashuva b'zman ha-Mishkan kari Av. Kach tzrichan anu l'farish kavanas tosas shebekam. So Maram has two interesting possibilities. Again, like the Piskei Tosfos, Chashivos b'li Av, b'li Mishkan is an Av. Then he raises the question, which is similar to, not exactly, but very close to what I was suggesting you might read in the Gemara. Namely, the question is, what role does the Malacha play in the Mishkan? What he's saying is, let's say a Malacha was Chashuv b'zman ha-Mishkan, but it's not Chashuv b'zmanein. That's not exactly what I say. Okay. So Kamash Malan, Chashivas depends on the Zmana Mishka. It's not an elastic, flexible principle. How the Shabbos of Tzadivah tells us, the Hasa Mashma, the Shnei Girsos Alon Lushavim, the Shnei Bin Antarti, El Shiesham Girsos Shlishis, Haftav Mishka, Chashiva, Kariyav, Haklav Mishka, Lav Chashiva, Kari Tolda, Lafi Girsos, I call Tolda, the Hava Mishka, the Chod. But if you put it all together, in a word, and the other Rishonim get into this, Ramban and others, but basically, if you put it all together, we have a wide range of how to read the Gemara in Sadi Bavma Beis and Bava Kamma Beis and Dal. That range goes from the possibility that Mishkan is Koveya even without Chashivas, or Mishkan establishes its own Chashivas. The truth is, even there are two formulations. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel and Bava Kamma, Rabbeinu Chananel drops the phrase, Hashivos completely. Here. Look at Menachal, it appears on base on base. Does it? Does it? Oh, here it is. Uparkin and hachta have the nishkan kari av. Kari av malacha. Lo have nishkan kari leitanda. Okay. So within the view that everything, there's one view that says, seems to say, everything depends on the nishkan. And even then there are two gear cells. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's simply the nishkan, end of story. And according to Tosis in Shabbos, the third girsa, whatever is in the Mishkan is chashiva, and therefore is an av. Okay, those are two formulations. Everything depends on the Mishkan. Only question is whether the Mishkan also establishes chashivas. The opposite view is the Piskei Tosis Bava Kama and the Maram's reading of Tosis, one view in Tosis Bava Kama, which is that chashivos alone, even if it's not in the Mishkan, will be koveya. That's the opposite view. Then in between is the view that you require Mishkan and chashivos. But here you have several issues. Right? Number one, could you still say that there are two dinim? Like I say, maybe the two girsos and first two girsos in Bava Kama, right? Whether they're two separate factors or it's a way of qualifying the Mishkan. In addition to that, there's the possibility that I mentioned that it's the role, it's the chashivus within the Mishkan, or the point of the Maram. What about something which is chashuv bezmana Mishkan, which isn't chashuv bezmanenu? But in any case, the extremes certainly, and even some of the more moderate positions which require both, reflect different roles of the Mishkan and different roles of the objective stature of the Malacha, all of which are relevant to our topic. Okay, which brings us to the next point. The Gemara also speaks about, in Shabbos here in Kol Gadol, also speaks about the role in the Mishkan. With regard to Matis? Michael? I said the Gemara here in Klal Gadol also speaks about the role that the Mishkan plays. Not with regard to Chashiva, Lo Chashiva, Av, Tolda, etc., but with regard to? Where does the Gemara here in Klal Gadol also establish the role of the Mishkan as being important, critical? Not in Av and Tolda, but in Jonathan? Jonathan? Zora brought the differentiation between Avos. Right? Not whether or not something is an Av or a Tolda, but whether or not something will be a differentiated Av, a distinctive Av, discrete Av. That, of course, is the Gemara about Zore Borer Mirake. Jonathan, you want to read it quickly? Zore Borer Tochen Mirake, three lines before the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Oh, so again, what does Chashiv La mean here? Again, we were not talking about Avos and Toldos. We're talking about differentiating the Avos. Chashivla. Chashivla means you count it, or language of Chashivas. Right? Truly means you count it, but does it imply that there's an element of Chashivas? Now, the Havamini of the Gemara was what? The Havamini of the Gemara was that Zorah, Bara, Merakit are not all in the Mishkan. The Havamini was that even though Zorah, Bara, Merakit are all in the Mishkan, right, if there's no substantive or not enough of a substantive difference between them, the fact that they appear differently in the Mishkan is not going to be sufficient basis to differentiate malachos. That's a havami, correct? The question is, what's the maskana? So what is the maskana? I forgot,
so it's
Zorah Bara
Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit, and then Zorah Bara Merakit,
So how do you understand?
When the verse says v'chashiv, I'm going to say that it means that v'chashiv, meaning we should view it as being objectively significant, not just that we should count it.
And then, I don't know. I'm just pointing out that the language of the Gemara, the certainly means count it.
But the other thing doesn't
really
isn't that really just
megalod
that we're not viewing as objectively.
In the next line about the left, maybe, or maybe it means we should also consider as chashuv kotesh. I don't know, but that isn't my main point at the moment. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm just saying, how do you understand the maskana? There are two ways you can read the maskana, namely. Even though it isn't really different.
Right.
In substantive way. or practically not. I mean, the only reason that we're differentiating is that it's a rejection of the Havamina. The Havamina that there was knew that it was Zorah Barah Barakin in the Mishkan. The Havamina thought that, so what? I mean, the Mishkan, either the Mishkan is not, it's not the Mishkan per se. And even if it is a Mishkan, but how far do you push this this role of the Mishkan? Right? In the relationship between substance and Mishkan, right, how far do you push it? So the Gemara says, "Hine Zora, Hine Bora, Hine Marakeh." So the Maskana could be, you're wrong. As long as it's different, and you're correct. Very much, if you take the mentality of the third, Girsa and Tosis in Shabbos, namely, if you can create Chashibus or the Rebbe Hanan, however you want to say it, if Mishkan is Koveya, the difference between Elvis and Tosis per se. Without any other consideration, any other objective or substantive consideration, so maybe it can also be koveya, the differentiation within the Mishkan. They're two different issues, but they're certainly issues that are related to each other, right? It's all about, formalizing and designating different categories. So you're saying, in Okanami, they're no more different than they were in the Havamina. The question, what changed between the Havamina and Maskana is the role of the Mishkan. Or, Jonathan, what's the other alternative? We may not have known, or we may not have been inspired to look at the differences between Zorah Barah Marakeh. We might have thought that they were trivial, but now that we know that we need to fish out, right, we need to tease out 39 distinctive malachos from the Mishkan, right, so it turns out, Iglai Milsalam Afreya, that this distinction is more significant than we thought. That's what it means. Afagad the damila chashivla. Right? So it's interesting that Rashi and Tosas are both bothered by what question? Sammy? Both bothered by what question? No? What? No. Ketisha the Gemara is bothered by, not Rashi and Tosas. What are Rashi and Tosas bothered by? No? Ellie? I'm sorry? Yeah, other things, exactly. Correct. And do you know specifically what they're bothered by? No, not Choresh, but you're absolutely right in the direction. Ashrei? Shovet and Medakdek. Right, once you're saying that the presence in the Mishkan per se is koveya, either it's koveya chashivus or you don't need chashivus. Again, maybe it depends on the girsa. Maybe that's kufa, the rach versus the third girsa of Tosas. That's exactly the issue here. Right, it creates chashivus, or maybe both of them are on the outside and the other girsos are what are important. But either way, shovet and bedakte, exactly. So what is Rashi, what is Tosas? The Tosas here is on the spot, on Ayin Dalet, and Rashi and Ayin Amid Beis. Go ahead, Ashrei. Hada lo chashu shovet and medakdek? Hada lo chashu shovet and medakdek?
Hada lo chashu shovet and medakdek? Lo chashu nami napis, afogav shu mishkan hayim napsim tishkan nasu kivios, shodvon, yishim da hayin dach, mamash. Elo shazer, tzku abadir tishkan,
it seems like, at least according to Tosas, it's not enough that the cheftzas be different if the function of the malacha is not different, right? But in any case, you can see that Tosas is struggling hard to make these distinctions. And Rashi, also on Rashi's on Ayin Hay on the base, right? Go ahead. Harehu Oreg. Remember the Gemara says, if you just look very quickly at the Gemara, The Gemara says, Chaser Achas, go ahead, Ashri. Oh, so the Chachamim said, forget it. They're included already. Right? Again, what did Rabbi Yehuda think? One of two possibilities. Either he felt that Shovet and Medaktik are different enough. There's a debate about how unique or different or what the true nature of Shovet and Medaktik is. And I'm not going to get into that. Again, I missed the demonstration. So, I'm potter. But that's one possibility. Or
that
the role of the Mishkan. Right. In other words, in Achanami, everybody agrees it's the same negligible difference. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care. Hach tahava b'mishkan. Again, third gear of Tosas, or maybe like Rabbeinu Chananel. I'm not saying Rabbeinu Chananel would agree to this. I'm just saying along those lines. So what does Rashi say? So in a way, it's a little bit different than Tosas. It's the same question, right? But the answer is a little different. What's different about it?
Here it focuses on the difference in the
Chepzes. Unless you say that Rashi thinks that the Chepzes here break down, you know, the substance too, but it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like Tosis is saying, if the difference is only in terms of the Chepzes, that's nothing. But these processes are a little different. What makes them different, I'm not sure. What they accomplish, the Tzura is different, the use of the, you know, the use of different instruments, where there are different things. But it sounds... Yeah. Right.
It's not sure. I mean, I guess it might relate to what you mentioned about Balmor with in Lacha Boer, what he really acting on, because those aren't really, I mean, the conscience, that's not what you're taking out. Those are, I mean, that's going to the process. You have
Right, he's saying these are different things that you want to get rid of. But it sounds like... Right, okay, it's not the chitin, saorim, and whatever. Right, that's what I meant when I said maybe different things that you take out refer to different parts of the product. Maybe. But it doesn't seem that way. Yeah.
So said Rashi on the Mishnah line, Gimel is more clear. He talks about how you do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he says,
Ruach.
Right.
Yeah. There he focuses on the instruments, but when he comments the contrast, the Shovet and Medaktik, he focuses on the Chepzes. But it could be what Asher is saying is correct. That's what I was alluding to before. Maybe one is a way of... It's hard to know whether there's a Machlokas or not. But there might be. The point is, where do you draw the line? Anything but a real, real clone? You know, Shovet and Medaktik is really, really... Obviously, our Buddha doesn't think so. Anything but a total clone is going to be hach to have a mishkan and going to deserve a separate status as av, or something with, like Jonathan said, home. We're inspired because something of the mishkan to look whether or not the process isn't different, and we may, based on that inspiration, based on that motivation, come to the conclusion that what we might have missed earlier really is there. Yeah.
And that related to Rashi's comment on the top of line Dalit. He said that he calls him Kaba and
Moloch. Yeah. Rashi here says that, go ahead, I am correct. Afagav Diika, Akriti Bahada. Yeah. So I think that works well with the Rashi on Ayin Hei Amud Beis, 100%. It seems like Rashi's conclusion was, all things being, unless it's literally a clone, again, it can't be a total clone, like Shovet and Medaktik, but unless it's a clone, anything less than a clone, Afal Pi Shechada Malachahi, doesn't require much, even if the difference is only in the chepzes that you take out, based on the Mishkan, becomes a separate malacha. So the prominence of the Mishkan factor is large. Whereas according to Balei Tosas, I think it's possible at least to argue that the Maskana is, having looked at it again, there are important differences here. Shovet and Medaktik isn't only because it's a clone, even if there were, it was not a clone, it's still not sufficient. There are standards here. There are higher standards here. So it could be that this is a serious machlokas. Now again, Bari Katz, this is important, used Borer Zora Merake to tell us, you know, why it is that, that what? Michael? Yeah, I mean, why we need Xeris HaKasu, the Mishkan, why it is that the, I'm sorry, why is it the Dover Tafel, why is it that not that there was a Dover Tafel in the Tolda, you wouldn't be Chayiv for the Av in the Tolda, it would be just like Zora Bara Merakeid, right? So that equation to Zora Bara Merakeid and an Av in the Tolda is very interesting. Again, it either establishes that an Av in the Tolda are independent, and therefore they would be Chayiv Shtayim, if not for the fact that one is Iker and another is Tafel. Right? Or it establishes that Zohar, Bor, and Merakeid are like Avos and Toldos, basically. They're the same. But it's hard to say that the Mishkan factor doesn't exist in the Toldos. So it sounds more in Mari Katz as if he's saying that Zohar, Bor, and Merakeid, the Halacha, are two different things. Likewise in the Ramban, just one more second. So again, Mari Katz is important. Rashi's on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph and Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Tosfos on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is important for this question. It's a very important question. It's a subtle point, but a very important point. The Ramban, on the next line of the Gemara, Lichdosh, which we'll get to in just a second. So the Ramban rejects Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Oh, you know what? Let's read the line, Jonathan, go ahead. Lichdosh. Let's read Lichdosh, and then I'll take the rest of the question. The first, the Gemara. Velech Shav Nami Kodesh. Yeah. So first of all, this is a very interesting Gemara, right? The easy part is the end part, but even that deserves notice, namely this flash of a Havamina. The Gemara said, count Kodesh. The Gemara said, we can't, because it'll be 40. And the Gemara said, what kind of answer is that? Right? Lepuk chad mehanach v'layel kotesh. So what that shows is, that's an important Gemara, because that shows that there's a struggle here for a hierarchy. That implies that there is some sort of, you know, some, but we know this already. As we said, that's not a chiddush. That not every single point of the Mishkan is going to qualify. Now we know. We know that there are some Sora about, you know, about a hierarchy. Hierarchy of differences, hierarchy of standards, you know, both. This Gemara just reflects that, right? So throw something else out. And it's very much in keeping with what Tosa says on Mem Tes on the base, which says, Tosa says, again, it's, you know, it's these Kilukim Adinim that we have to figure out, you know, how far to push them. That's what the numbers are all about. So this Gemara is very important for that. The previous line in the Gemara, of course, is really, really intriguing. The Gemara says, what about Kotesh? The Gemara says, Shekein Ani Ocha Pita Velo Ketisha. So what is that supposed to mean? There are different interpretations of Rishonim. We'll get to them in just one second. What is Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation that the Ramban quotes, Yaakov?
Rabbeinu Tam says that it's Ochol Pita Velo Ketisha relates to Afia.
Relates to Afia, not Bishul, right?
Relates to Afia, not Borer or something else. And that therefore, Ani Ochol Pita Velo Ketisha.
Where do you have Afi in the Mishkan?
Afi in the Mishkan. Well, that's Rashi's issue.
No, but according to Rabbeinu Tam also, with Menachos, right?
Right, with the Tchelos to check whether or not it was ready.
Okay, so that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, right?
Rabbeinu Tam zal nirchak ba boferish v'loshav na mikotesh ayu kochin se'orim v'nishirei de Tchelos.
Okay, so the Ramban, that's a bit of Tam's interpretation, right? So the Ramban doesn't like it. Why?
So he says that the Gemara later on implies that there was no Afia of the Mishkan.
Right. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, if he's going to read the Gemara this way, there was Afia b'Mishkan. So the Ramban says, lest you say that, big deal, so there is Afia b'Mishkan. but there's also Bishul, and that's why it's not counted twice, because Bishul and Afiyah are two sides of the same coin. Says the Ramban, this is the part that I'm interested in. In Paris is Nachon Etzli. Bishul Onemar Nisayon Zeb B'Minachos, Elam Lekev Tchilis Tavua. V'od, Shilu Hayofen B'Mishkan Klal, Hayimonin Avos Malachos Arbaim. According to Rabbi Natan, that there is a form of Afiyah in the Mishkan that should have been counted as a 40th Malacha. She'apapi She'otha Mevashel Shavin Inan Lagamri. I'm sorry, Shavin Einan Lagamri Dabar Echad Ad Shelo Yemanu Shteyem. Right, they're not identical, they're not clones. And then the key line, the Yoser Hayaroy Limnosan Shteyem Miborer Mimarakid Vizora. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that there was a form of Afiyah in the Mishkan, it's not an excuse to say that Bishul and Afiyah are the same thing. Because had they both been in the Mishkan, that would have been a reason to, for them to be two different avos. More so than Borer, Zora, Merakid. So again, this is, it's hard to know how to read this Ramban, but it's a very, it's clear that it's an important line. Right? In other words, objectively, the relationship between Bishul and Afiyah doesn't change because it was or wasn't the Mishkan. That's clear. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that Zora, Bora, Merakid, like Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, even Lahalacha remain Chada Malacha, practically. Not clones, but Chada Malacha. And therefore, it doesn't take much to displace Zora, Bora, Merakid. It's not that Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, that these differences are really big. If that was the point, then how do you know that Zohar Bar Merakid is not more than Afiyah and Bishul? On the contrary, it's hard to know whether the Ramban is saying what he's saying only because what the Ramban is saying, had it all been in the Mishkan and we had to choose, so then Bishul and Afiyah would have occurred to us as being more different than Zohar Borer Umarakid. What I'm interested in knowing is Lahalacha, according to the Ramban. Does the Ramban really think that Afiyah, objectively, Afiyah and Bishul is more different than Zohar Bar Merakid? That's the only thing. We don't know that in the Ramban. He's telling us what theoretically we would have thought had we had all the choices open to us. Either way, he's implying a powerful role for the Chachamim to determine this. That's for sure. Had they both been in the Mishkan, our list would have been different. That's what the Ramban said. Rabbeinu Tam's not bothered by this. Why? Rabbeinu Tam's going to tell you that Afiyah and Bishul are one and the same. Either because they just are, and there's no room for building up the discrepancies between them. The truth is, I mean, Bishul is Afiyah rather is something that that expands. Bishul is something that constricts. Afiyah, softens. Bishul hardens. I mean, there are distinctions between Afiyah and Bishul. Basically, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that this is the list that we have. Clearly, maybe Rabbeinu Tam is saying Zohar Bar Merakid, not Chada Malachahi. The Mishkan reveals that they're really different. We should look at them differently. Afiyah and Bishul is what it is. And had it been in the Mishkan, it wouldn't have been any different. And the Chachamim are, they have a good instinct. They have good Das Torah. So they would have come up with the same distinction. The Ramban is amazing in a way, what he says. Had it been in the Mishkan, that would have changed. So what? It just would have changed because there's so much flexibility for the Chachamim? Or because being in the Mishkan is a factor that holds weight in its own right. It really is Chada Malacha, but if it's Chada Malacha, but maybe even the Elzor Bar Merakid is less. That's what he's saying, perhaps. You could say one of two ways. Either the Chachamim would have had the leeway, the license, the flexibility to decide. That's a Chiddush. Or, even more, a bigger Chiddush in a way. Even now, Bishul and Afiyah are more different than Zohar Bar Merakid. But the fact of the Mishkan, determines, wow, that's an amazing thing. Okay, getting back to, somebody had a question first, now I just want to get back to Ketisha, the rest of Ketisha. Can we take care of all the questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tosfos Rosh has a different formulation, or more explicit than Tosfos, and it says distinguishing between Zerubar and Marakev.
Yeah.
Zerubar and Marakev and Gimel Dvarim She'en Echad Yachol Livor Hashem Chavir Bore.
So they're all different stages in the process.
Yeah,
very, very good. So again, that, I think Bali Tosfos in general have this idea that, I think consistent, that it's not just the Mishkan. It's the Mishkan is a framework. I think it works with Mentes too, frankly, in general. But very good. That highlights it as well. Whereas Rashi and Ramban are definitely accenting the role of Mishkan, each in its own way. Now, this also, they depend on the next line, on the interpretation of the other line. Lishav Nami Kodesh, Shekein Ani Ochel Pito. So, how does it reinterpret that, Jonathan? I'm sorry, with the Rika, it's easier. Yeah, read Tosas quit first. Tell me. Yeah, this is a very interesting, very important question. Because the Gemara says that it's not included as if it's a fia. And the fact is that the, that's only a concession to Sidur to pass, but the real Mishkan is Bishul, right? So he's saying, and in the context of Bishul, which is Bishul Samanim, it is Chashuva. Yeah. What does that mean?
It's basically, it's never necessary to do Kedisha for any of the processes.
So is there any Kedisha in that in the end or not? So what do you make of the, what do you make of the read?
I think what he's saying is that, that you end up with a real fundamental difference between Zorobor
and
Rakim versus
and Ketisha. Really, meaning the answer of the re really answers the question. If you accept the facts, it answers the question.
Right.
The assumption of the question is that some sort of that in the Mishkan it was Kashuv, just that in Afia, which is Sidur Depas, it's not Kashuv. That's the assumption of the question. The answer basically is, even in the Mishkan it wasn't Kashuv. Okay. Now it was there, but it wasn't Kashuv. It's not going to bother the Bali Tosas so much. Because again, they're more, except that one gear sub, they're pretty happy with requiring the two factors. Okay. Good. Rabbein Tam Pirish Binyan Acher, below the Seash Adri, that's the Rabbein Tam that they're all referring to. But Rashi is much more difficult. How's Rashi?
Rashi has a whole house about the Seder of the past.
Yeah. Go ahead. First of all, there's some question whether or not the Ketisha is Dosh or Borer or Tochen. That's number one, you should just be aware. Even Al-Atar, the Ritva quotes Tochen, Ramban quotes Borer, I think. Rashi elsewhere also quotes Borer. That's number one, what Ketisha is. That itself is interesting. But what is Rashi talking about? What does it say that he's saying?
That really, there are multiple other laws, but we limit which ones we can't permission based on whether they fit into Sidur Depas.
So is that really true? I mean, Sidur Depas wasn't in the Mishkan, though, right? So in the... what's not clear, what's the ambiguity in Rashi, which is very important? What point is ambiguous in Rashi? Well, if you were to be Mevashel Samamanim in the Mishkan, and you did Ketisha. In that context, is that an Amalacha? Are you chayiv separately? Separate from Dosh and Borer and Tochein or not? You're a Sammanin maker. And you do Ketisha in the context of that process.
Would you be
chayiv
at all?
No, that should be chayiv is clear. It's definitely told at least. Would you be chayiv separately, separate from, what is Rashi linking with, Dosh?
Yeah.
If you did Dosh and then you did Ketisha in the context of Bishul Samanim, would you be Chayv or Pater? That's not clear.
Right.
So the Ramban also, right? Ramban is not 100% because the Ritva certainly for Rashi says that you're nichayev, right? And he says that explicitly. If you did disha and ktisha in bishul samanim, you're nichayev. So basically, in the Mishkan there were 40 malachas, according to the Ritva's reading of Rashi. It's pretty radical. Yeah. You have to spend a little time, like I did, on a farm, and see how they do these things. What do you mean?
No, I mean
it's strange what Rashi's saying.
Yeah, I don't understand why
would we see that it's five. Well, he says this is the ambiguity. Rashi says, the av malachahi. What do you mean av malachahi? He says ketisha is an av malacha. Does he mean? These are the words. Av malachahi. Kivin tanile dash lo tanile lo tanila. So on the one hand he calls it an av malacha, and then he says, but since dash is mentioned, and then he goes on to explain because in the context of afia and so on, you know, it pales into insignificance to dash. So what? But we're not in the Mishkan. There wasn't afia. The Mishkan was bishul. So the Ritva, just read the line. We have to stop here because I've got to run. But the mik. So we'll finish this hopefully tomorrow. Finish it out. The Ritva here. Okay. Yeah. Here. So the Ritva quotes Rashi. Devave kotesh b'samanim av malachahu ba'afi nafsha ve'ena b'chalal tochen. He had tochen instead of dash. Miu kotesh bechitim eina malacha liatzma kiv shani ochal pita below ketisha. The Tana Didan sidur the pas nakat. Just two unbelievable chidushim here. Number one, that ketisha again, it's Tosfos' question basically, but in samanim ketisha is chashuv. So according to the Ritva's reading of Rashi, basically Rashi saying inokanami in the Mishkan there were 40 malachos. Wow. That's a big enough kiddush already. Not just Rabbi Yehuda and Shovin and Medakte, it's a Tanakama. It's only 39 of us malacha because we're counting from a Sidur de Pas. Wow. So, but in the Mishkan, I think it's an unbelievable kiddush. But it's also a kiddush that once you say that, so wouldn't you think that outside of the Mishkan it should be that way too? Right, so the Mishkan is Kaveya. Mishkan is Kaveya. In the Mishkan is Kaveya that Tochen or Dash, whichever it is, and Kotesh are different. Because people do it, not because it is objectively. So there's a double Chiddush. Number one, triple Kiddush. Number one, there are 40 malachas in the Mishkan. Number two, in the Mishkan, even though this is exactly like Dush or Tochein, it's counted because it's in the Mishkan. That part may be similar to Rashi, Chada Malacha, Zor Bar Marakid. But then there's one other Kiddush, namely Daniel. Even though.
It's unique in the Mishkan, we don't care about it outside of the Mishkan.
Yeah. I mean, it can be unique in the Mishkan and be an Av Malach in its own right, and then outside of the Mishkan, it gets subsumed under Dash in Sidur the Pas. Again, in Kvar Azkvar, it's amazing. You know, the Mishkan was able to generate a Malacha where there shouldn't be one, but only for the Mishkan itself. Not for Sidur. That implies a certain prominence to Sidur the Pas. There's another possible way to read Rashi. Not the way the Ritva read it, but I think the way some of the other Achronim read it. And that is, Daniel? Rashi's not saying that it's an Av Malacha separate from Dash. What he's saying is...
It's part of Dash.
It's part of Dash. What's all this Sidur de Pas discussion?
More.
The reason that this doesn't qualify as Zorabora Merakade is because it doesn't translate into the opposite of the last point, if you say like the Ritva. Because in Sidur the Pas, it doesn't have enough prominence, That holds it back from being an Av Malacha, even in the Mishkan. But what emerges from there is something also interesting. And that is it's the opposite of that last point. Sidur de Pas emerges, opposite parallel in a way, right? Sidur de Pas emerges as a powerful force. The Mishkan would be Koveya. But you have to consider how it plays out in Sidur de Pas as well. That's very important, if that's true, for Rashi. Okay, let's stop here. Let's continue with this, try to finish up all these Marmakovas tomorrow.